Podcast. I'm Allison Little, a best-selling author, keynote speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur who has built businesses and brands for the past decade. I'm passionate about helping high achievers launch to the next level.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Launch Podcast with Allison Little. Today's episode is called Success Reinvention with Dr. Harvey Castro. Dr. Harvey is an ER doctor, entrepreneur, author of Success Reinvention, founder of over 20 successful companies, business owner, MBA, and he just sold another company. I mean, he has done it all. Plus, he's been in the media and he's done so many things and really is just a phenomenal person inside and out. I met him on set when we were filming and I just connected with him right away and I knew that he had to be on the Launch Podcast. So I'm so excited that he has taken time out of his schedule to be with us today. Hello, Harvey. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Absolutely. You know, I just really connected with you in such an awesome way. You're such a great friend. And, you know, when we were talking on set, you have such a beautiful story. So can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Yeah. Well, thank you for letting me share it. So, you know, a little background about me. I'm a first generation American and my mom had me at age 15. She had to drop out of school, get her GED. And we grew up in New York City. So basically I literally had nothing. I remember looking at this funny money saying, what is this? And it was food stamps and then waiting these long lines and it was for milk and cheese and walking to school at age 5 to school and back. And my mom telling me, hey, don't tell anyone because they may take you from me. Like, you know, just take care of yourself. And her having 2 and 3 jobs. And I remember thinking, man, when I grow up, I don't want this life for myself or for my children. And so early on, I said, I need to do better. But luckily for me, my mom was or is amazing. She continues to just give me all this information on how to be successful. And so throughout life, she gave me great footprints to what I am today. And I give her all the credit, her and my and God. From that, I was so motivated to become a doctor. And so early on, I joined the U.S. Army so that they could help me pay for undergrad. Early on, I also noticed I didn't have enough money for school. So I needed loans. I needed the Army. So I thought, you know, what best to do is think outside the box. So I literally was writing letters to strangers, companies asking for money. And I was actually starting to get some money to pay for college. Anyway, fast forward, I've always thought, how can I do more? And I always went back to the basics, what my mom taught me. And so through time, I've been able to start my own vitamin company. I had an iPhone app company. We did about 30 apps. I was a consultant, speaker. And as you mentioned, I started this company, had multiple ERs and different companies. But a lot of people ask me, gosh, you've done so much and you're young and you're still going. What keeps you going? And it goes, not to promote my book, but it goes back to what I wrote in the book. And it was, you have to have a strong why. You have to have something inside of you that just kind of pushes you. Even when you're at the top or in your mind, you think, oh my gosh, I've made it. That still keeps you humble enough to say, you know what? I got to keep going and keep improving. And so that's just been a strong message.
So beautiful and such an awesome story of you taking and overcoming adversity in order to reach success and really reinvent yourself. And you said two of my favorite words, which is keep going. One of my mentors would say that to me all the time. And I actually have a book called Keep Going. And so I love that mantra as well. So tell us, what is your main passion or purpose in life?
You know, my main passion right now, you know, things change as we evolve and move through different stages. I call it kind of a pyramid of life. You know, as you start doing things, you start going towards other goals. And right now, number one is to make sure I'm there for my family, but truly there, not on my phone, spend time, quality time. And then the second is to serve others. That's just huge in my heart. I feel like God's been super amazing to me. And I feel like all this knowledge that comes in can't stop here. It has to go back out. And so my big part right now is what can I do to, I know it sounds cliche-ish, but help the world, give back to others, do things. And then not necessarily give money, although that's something, but I think it's also just giving them information and teaching them. That's even more powerful, I think.
And that is so important. And being able to add value to the lives of others, it's so meaningful. I just was actually having an interview with somebody who has a mentor project, and she talked about how mentoring is generosity, right? Like giving back to others, passing along knowledge. So that's really beautiful. And those those are great passions and purposes. One of the things that I know you're super passionate about sharing is success and actually some mistakes that stop us from success, right? Or creating success in our life. And I know that you've been studying it and applying it to your life. So you're an expert in sharing, okay, what works, what doesn't work. And so if you're listening to this right now and you're wondering, okay, well, yeah, you know, Dr. Harvey, he has had all this success. Yeah, but he's just one person. No, he's sharing with you what you can apply to your life as well, right? And that's beautiful. We can all make that choice today. And there's some mistakes that we run into when we're trying to achieve success, right? Right? And so the first mistake that you say is you don't have a strong enough why. And you shared a little bit of your story, but how? Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I feel like your why of doing things is your fuel, your ammunition, what keeps you going. You know, I know when I was in undergrad and I was working in medical school and overnight 38, 36 hour shifts, and I was like so tired. That why, looking back at, you know, what got me here, what pushed me to get here, you know, being poor, seeing others suffer, really pushed me to improve myself. So I think sometimes people don't have a strong why, or they don't even know what their why is. Or here's an interesting one, they forget their why. I can give a quick example in the medical field. Doctors, all they want to do is become a doctor. And once they get there, they're there. But then it kind of ends and fizzles and they don't want to do more because they're just there and they kind of forget what got them there. And then they unfortunately start practicing medicine differently and some of them don't care anymore. And they forgot their why. And they forgot why they got to become a doctor.
That's so important. And it sounds to me like you're recommending that you continually have that out in front of you to remind you of why you're doing what you're doing. And so that you can constantly be focusing on that. And so that it drives you and motivates you to succeed. One of the things that another mistake that you share is you don't believe in yourself, right? A lot of self-doubt, a lot, you know, and I know I've spoken to so many people from all over the globe, and it breaks my heart when I hear this one, because it won't necessarily come out in those words specifically. It's like, I don't believe in myself, but it'll come out in self-doubt or criticism of yourself and all these different things. So tell us your perspective on this idea of you don't believe in yourself. And that's one of the mistakes.
I think everything that happens to you in your life happens for a reason. And I think some of those things that happen are bad, but you need to turn that into a positive somehow. You know, for me, again, not to dwell on it, but when things happen bad for me, I turned it around and said, you know what? I don't want this. And I overcame my fear of failure, overcame that doubt in myself. And I'm not saying like, you know, open a business, you can do it. No, you can do it. It's a matter of doing it smartly. If you're scared, part of being scared is the unknown. So then figure out the known. So therefore, business 101, what does a contract look like? Get a mentor, like you just mentioned, get other people around you, answer all these questions so that when you do take that first step, it's a positive step and you've taken that fear into a positive, because now you're like, okay, yeah, I got this. And this other mentor told me this. Now you're going in fueled and you're not scared to fail.
So prepare yourself and help yourself feel equipped with the things that you need in order to go to that next level. One of the other mistakes that you have is you don't like change. You're changing now in your life. So first off, let's start there. Okay, yeah. Dr. Harvey, share with our listeners what just happened in your own life.
Yeah, so I'm no longer with Trusted Medical Centers. That part of my life, we've sold the company and I'm literally unemployed. I am literally looking at different business opportunities of what I'd like to do and what I'm trying to do. My main goals is how can I serve others and make sure that I'm loving what I'm doing. So I'm literally right now looking at the Dallas-Fort Worth market and seeing what healthcare industries are in need and what can I do to make that a positive. And so back to your question was, I can apply this really easily. You know, if you think about simple stuff, why are people still in bad relationships? Why do you go to a job that you hate? Is some of it is you just don't want to change. You're scared of changing. And so if you don't make change happen, then you're going to be stuck in a place in your life that you may not want to be. So it's important to accept change. Change is part of life. I can tell you over and over in my life, there's been times that I did not want change. And for whatever reason, it happened and one door closed, but guess what? The next store was 10 times better, but I didn't see it. Same as now, the company is gone. I'm sad, but then I'm thinking, you know what? Who knows what the next door is? And I accept change. In fact, I believe in this whole reinventing yourself. So now I'm like looking at, okay, I got my MBA, I got my MD. What can I do today differently than I did 3, 5, 10 years ago that I couldn't? And so I'm accepting change.
And that's a beautiful perspective, right? How can I reinvent myself? How can I look at this differently? What else have I wanted to do? And, you know, the thing that I'm seeing, and I'm just sharing this with our listeners, because I know you listen to many episodes, right? What I'm hearing from these high achievers is they don't necessarily only do one thing, right? You're always about reinventing and going to that next level and trying something new and seeing if it, you know, where it leads you. And I think that that's a really great thing to embrace. And it's kind of like embracing the changes that you can have within yourself, because that's the one constant in life is change, right? Mm-hmm. And so really reinventing yourself. Wonderful. Well, Harvey, what are 2 to 3 things you've done in your life to launch to the next level?
You know, I'm a big, big believer in education. That doesn't mean you have to go out there and go get an MD or MBA. No, it just means to get educated. And now, you know, with YouTube, with, you know, I just started my own Kajabi course. You know, there's online courses that you can do and take. I think it's just about, again, improving yourself, making yourself better. You know, here's a quick little tip that I started, you know, as a doctor, when I made the transition into the business world, I didn't know how to negotiate. I had no idea. So I told my business partner, I'm going to negotiate the next ER that we buy. So what did I do? I went on to get abstracts. It's like a little website. And I downloaded 10 different summaries of 10 different books on negotiation. I read them. I studied them, called my mentor. I went over everything. And then I went into negotiations, my first, and I did really, really well. And so again, it's all about reinventing yourself, staying humble, staying hungry, and then just keep pushing yourself. Like we said earlier, keep going.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I want to pull out that lesson that you just gave, which I'm sure this is probably something that you do. I do this too. So I grew up with a single mom, you know, and it was about hard work and persevering and figuring things out for yourself, right? Like you kind of had to rely on yourself. And what you just said was a really great lesson that I've used too, is when you don't know something, you go and you figure it out, you read a book about it. I know this is earth shattering, but I'm telling our launch listeners that because a lot of times people will be like, well, I don't know how or where to start. Well, go research it. Go to the abstract thing and read all the summaries. I mean, there are people that are sharing their knowledge for free many times, right? That are willing to share, you know, how to do things. And I think that's a really great lesson.
The other thing to be successful, you got to have fun. It can't be all just work, work, work. You got to like giggle. You got to laugh at yourself. You got to just enjoy. You got to take time to smell the roses, you know, every day, no matter how busy I am, no matter what time it is, I make sure that I'm spending time with my loved one, calling my mom, spend time with my fiance, something that is for me, not for anyone else, something that is nourishing me, because I know that tomorrow is not promised. And I know that today might be my last day. So I'd want to make sure that I gave my all to my kids, my loved ones, and then I'm also having fun with my job.
That's such a great point. And I bet as a physician, as a doctor, you've seen, you know, like, you know, so it was kind of in your face that you're like, you know, this could end at any time. So we need to just make the most of it, which is beautiful and hard at the same time, right? Because it's like, oh yeah. I mean, that's a big realization. What's your favorite book? Just randomly, other than your book, obviously, Success Reinvention, but what's another book that you really enjoy?
You know, that's crazy. I think it depends on my time, but there was a book called Critical Conversations, and I really enjoyed reading it just because I don't like confrontations. I don't like saying anything negative to anyone. So I needed that book to kind of like explain, walk me through how to have these tough conversations with people. I enjoy being positive and doing it. Whenever I have to be the bad guy, I have a hard, hard time with that. So I've been trying to work on that.
That's good. That's so good. Oh, that sounds like a great one. I like that. So this last year and a half or so has been really hard on a lot of people, right? There's been a lot of stress. People are still struggling. And so I like to offer some stress management techniques, and you are a doctor. So I figured I could ask you some ideas or some tips to help with stress management.
You know, the ones we always hear about is you need to make sure you meditate and do yoga and all that. And I totally agree. I'm going to take that to the next level. You got to make sure to de-stress yourself, that you're taking time for you. And I really believe in mental imaging. I personally think it's huge to think of your favorite vacation spot, or just relaxing moment. For me personally, it's going to the beach. So in my mind, when I get stressed out, I close my eyes. I just totally go into my vacation mode, the beach. I can smell it. I can feel it. I can see myself laying there just relaxing. And that helps me. The other part to it is I go back and remember my why. Why am I doing all this stuff? Is it for X, Y, and Z? And that why pushes me to say, you know what? It keeps me humble because now I have a roof over my head. I have what the things I've wanted to. And so I appreciate. And tomorrow, I always say this to my friends, tomorrow my MD may go away because I may be too old to practice in the state of Texas, but Harvey stays. I'm still the same person, still the same value. So when you go back to this stressful feeling, remember your why. Remember to take time for yourself. And then I think a lot of people just keep going to the point where they fill up their schedule. It is okay to pause. It is okay to go on vacation. And I was one that going into medical school residency, I didn't know what vacation was. I just was go, go, go. And I remember when I first took my first vacation, I was like, wow, this is me time. So make sure you're taking time to resharpen the tools. Make sure you take time for you, rest, sleep. Sleep is another one. If you're not sleeping enough, your immune system will go down. And now with COVID, it's worse. So make sure you are sleeping. I know that sounds odd, but you know, the iPhones, make sure you're putting them down, make sure you're getting away from media. So all those things make a huge difference with the stressful times that we're in right now.
Absolutely. Those are awesome tips. And I think that they're so needed right now, especially the sleep one, right? Getting enough sleep really helps. I know that I was waking myself up really early in the morning because I thought I had to get the workout in. And actually the opposite was true. I needed to sleep in a little bit more and then I felt better. And it was crazy. It was like, oh, I needed more sleep. I didn't need to wake myself up super early, but you hear about that 5 a.m. club and you want to be a part of it, right?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There are studies out there that if you don't sleep, you'll actually gain weight. And there's a hormone in your body that will actually tell you to hold more food and more calories because it thinks you're not sleeping, you're not resting, and it's kind of like survival mode. So it's important to sleep if you are wanting to lose weight.
Yes, right.
Just in general,
and just to reduce your stress and to feel better. Yeah. It's such a beautiful thing. Yes, absolutely. And I like that, like going to someplace peaceful and practicing that, because I think, you know, when we get in that stress mode, it's not good for our body. And to be able to de-stress, and no matter where you're at, right, you could be in the most chaotic situation, you can just sit and breathe and just be. It's amazing how that will just change your perspective and you actually go to a different part of your brain, don't you, when you're kind of like slowing down your thoughts?
For sure. I work on, there's biofeedback where you can put on a pulse ox and just relax and you'll see your heart rate will slowly go down because you're just starting to relax and your blood pressure will go down. You know, for me, I try to stay real and humble all the time because I think it helps me with stress. When I start worrying about X, Y, Z, I go back to the basics. I'm like, where did I come from? What did happen? You know, that little kid would be happy with what I have today. So why am I stressing? Why is that important? And so now the only thing that really gets to me is just family. Those are the ones that I have a hard time. And being an ER doctor, unfortunately, telling people that they have cancer and pronouncing people dead and having these stresses in life, it really has humbled me to life. And so now I'm just grateful to be alive and be able to take a breath. And so that changes my perspective when I start seeing things that people start complaining about. I get it. I validate your feelings. But at the same time, I'm like, that is not as bad as going into someone's room and saying, sorry, your son is dead. Like that's right. Just to this day, I still carry that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stress. So I always think back. I'm like, you know what? My kids are alive. I'm in good health. Be grateful. And that helps reduce my stress.
Yes. And being grateful and taking a moment to just appreciate even the little things, like just taking a moment. I literally will write it down. Do you ever do that where you just write down all the things that you're grateful for? Because otherwise it's so easy to fall victim to that mentality of like negative thinking or looking for everything bad. And I go into a spiral if I start thinking that way. So really focusing on the positive. That's so good. What else do you want to share? I feel like you have so much knowledge that you could share with us. What else is on your heart today?
You know, number one, I think, you know, I've been interviewing people, getting jobs. And I know a lot of us with COVID are starting new business, trying to get a new job, and we're worried. And I would give the advice of just to be who you are, because at the end of the day, they're hiring you. And for better or worse, you may think this is a bad part of my personality, but it might be actually the reason they're hiring you. For example, if you tend to always think outside the box, then do that. And it's okay to show it. You know, the last thing as an employer wanting to hire someone is you hire someone thinking you have this person, and then you start seeing them work and they're totally opposite of the interview, then you're like, why did I hire this person? So, you know, now that we're reinventing ourselves, the other tip would be just look at what you're doing. And in your mind, you think you may be doing everything perfect, but ask your colleague, ask your spouse, ask your friends, tell them to be frank with you, because there may be something that say, oh yeah, you think you're good at this, but no, you're actually bad at that. Let's work on that. And that's a plus.
Right?
You know, I love my friends that tell me, Harvey, you suck at X, Y, and Z. I'm like, all right, well, thank you. You know, I don't get offended. I really don't. I'm like, you know what? This person cares about me so much that they're going to call me out on my BS.
Right?
And so I'm like, you know what? And I love my fiance to death because she's quick to say, yeah, no, right here, this is not right. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me think about that. Okay, I'll work on it. But I think if you have that heart of just always wanting to improve, you're never going to be perfect. Neither, no one is in this world. But as long as you're trying to get to become a better person in that field or better in that attribute or skill, then that's all you need to do. In the book, I talk about the productivity ladder. It's a matter of going up that ladder. It's a matter of just improving. It doesn't matter if you get there in a year, 4 years. You know, ironically, when I was little, I wanted to get my MBA. Well, I got it, I think at age 46, I got my MBA. And so, you know, that it took me forever, but that's okay, because that's something I wanted to do. And so my testimony to everyone today is do what you want to do, but have fun. Work towards it. Don't be scared of failure. You know, work hard to get there. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to you or to me. We're available. But at the end of the day, just have fun and enjoy all this stuff.
Right. Absolutely. At the end of the day, it's about enjoying our lives and really making it matter. And I think that that is such a beautiful way to end this episode. So how do people get a hold of you, Dr. Harvey?
Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn and all my social media is /HarveyCastroMD. So LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and then I'm on there. And then my website is HarveyCastroMD.info. I made sure everything was the same. That way it'd be easy to find me.
Wonderful. And I'll make sure to add those to the show notes. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Harvey, for sharing your heart with us today, with sharing wisdom and ideas about success reinvention. And to all of our listeners, if you learned as much as I did from this amazing episode, make sure you share this with somebody in your life, because you just never know who's reinventing themselves and how this episode might help them too. Thanks again and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Launch Podcast. I'm Allison Little, and I'm so excited that you spent your time with me. Look for future episodes and connect with me on social media or at my website at www.allisonlittle.com.